Okay. This file will turn you into more and more of a country boy. That's pretty much what all it will do to you. It'll make you more interested in country music, all the things that good old boys are interested in, everything else about being a country boy. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. It's time now. Time for a change. A change in who you are. You're going to discover that you are becoming more and more country. You're going to associate much more freely with all things country. You're going to discover that you're developing a southern accent, that your grammar is changing, and that you'll use words like y'all and ain't. And these will become a regular part of your vocabulary. Country music is becoming your passion. You may have enjoyed it before, but now it is the only type of music that you want to listen to. You love country music. You love listening to it. You love playing it. You love hearing it. You are a big, big fan. You love wearing jeans and cowboy boots and button-up shirts. You like hats with words like John Deere or cowboy hats. Anything with camouflage is also a good choice. You like using chewing tobacco, Copenhagen or Skull, and of course you enjoy drinking beer. Straight out of the can, straight out of the cooler, you love your beer. And of course you love your truck. That's right. You own a truck. You want it. You'll drive it. If not, maybe a Jeep. Certainly nothing that isn't completely and utterly manly. You're going to learn to discover that hunting and fishing are your favorite activities. You're going to have to get yourself a boat at some point in time. You may have to start out with a small one, but that's what you like and that's what you're going to get. Go out there, go fishing, go hunting, shoot yourself some quail, shoot yourself a coon, perhaps even get yourself a dog. You're going to discover shows like the Red Collar Comedy Tour are just simply the most funny things you've ever seen. You're just going to get out there and you are going to find the country part of your soul, because that is what you are deep down inside. Just a good old country boy. That's right. Good old country boy. A redneck. The grammar and everything else that comes with it. You can feel yourself changing. You can feel yourself becoming more and more of that kind of a person. That's right. You are becoming someone who loves country. You're becoming someone who is country. You wrap yourself in the American flag and you just simply love being country. You love who you are. You are a patriot. You own a gun. And you would not go without it. You love being country all of the time. It is who you are. You can feel it deep down inside of you. This is who you are to your very soul. You are country. You can feel it deep down within yourself. You can find yourself a very southern individual. You love your accent. You love going out hunting. You love chewing tobacco. You love driving a truck over any other vehicle except maybe a Jeep. Truck's even better because it can haul all your stuff. You love the way you speak, the way you act. You love your jeans and your button-up shirts. You love your hats. If you don't have a baseball cap with John Deere on it or a cowboy hat, well, then you'll just have to find something else. But you just simply love being country, and that is all there is to it. It is who you are deep down inside each and every day. There is nothing more pleasurable than putting in a big old wad of chew, sitting down for a while, maybe even taking up whittling. All of these things are good old-fashioned country habits, and you love each and every last one of them. You love and using words like y'all and ain't. These are regular parts of your vocabulary. And you love your music. You love listening to all them country stars because they have the best music there is. There is nothing better than a good old-fashioned country song. That's right. This is who you are. This is who you are going to be from now on. You're a good old country boy, and you know it. You can feel it deep down inside of you. You believe in your country. You love your country. You love your gun, and you love going out hunting and fishing and drinking. All of those things. If you could do them all on the same day, that would be the perfect day. That's right. Getting out there in your cowboy hat, having a good drink, and just sitting there and catching the fish. These are the things that you like. These are the things that you want. You are finding yourself more and more country with each and every passing day. You are going to find yourself completely and utterly country. That's right. That is who you are. That is who you will always be. Just simply a country gentleman who loves being country. Loves all the things that go with it. That's right. This is who you are. You can feel it inside of you. You know for certain that this is who you are to your very soul. You know it. You feel it. You believe it. It is who you are, and you must be this person. You must be him all of the time. You can feel it inside of you. You need it. You want it. It is who you are, and you will always be this person. You can just tell that is exactly who you want to be from now on, each and every day. It is a part of you that you cannot set aside. It is just simply who you are and what you want to be. You like getting out there with the good old boys and using your accent. You're going to find that maybe you're a little less intelligent than you were before, but that's okay, because you've got your life, all of it, and you love it so very, very much. You love being country. You love all of the things that go with it. It is what makes you you, and you cannot stand to be any other way. This simply is who you are. And you will not let it change, not for anything. That's right. You can feel it deep down inside of you. You're a good old country boy, and that is all there is to it. That is all there ever will be to it. You just simply love being this way. You love who you are becoming. It feels so very, very right. It feels absolutely perfect. Go out there and wear your hat and your jeans. You even occasionally enjoy going out and doing the line dancing. As long as, of course, you've got a woman to be with, there's no point in doing it alone. That's okay, because that is who you are, and that is who you are going to be from now on. You're just a good old country boy, and that is all there is to it. And that is who you are going to be from now on. You can feel it deep down inside of you, deep down in your soul. You are country. You always will be. You always have been. You just simply love it that much. You need it that much. It is a part of you that you cannot set aside, you cannot ignore. There is no way to set this aside or ignore it, because it is who you are and who you will always be. You can feel it. You know it. It simply is your truth, and you cannot deny that truth, because it is a part of you. It is a part of you that will not go away, not now, not ever. You love the country, you love your country, you love the American flag, and you love everything that goes with it. You are country boy, and you will always be. That's right. You know who you are. You know who you are going to be from now on. It feels so natural. It feels so very good. And besides that, you don't need to think about it too much. You just put in another wad of chew. Sit out there and enjoy yourself, because you're a good old boy. That's right, and you know it. You know it. And that is who you are going to be from now on. You are a country boy. That's right. That's who you will always be, because that is who you are deep down inside. It's a wonderful feeling. It's something that you love, just like you love your beer, your hunting, your fishing, your pickup truck, just like you love your jeans and your cowboy boots. You love each and every last one of these things, and you love being country. Well, now that you know who you are, it's time to wake up and be that person. And if you don't pick it up the first time, you'll just come back and keep listening to this file over and over again until you get it down right. You'll listen each and every day until you learn everything there is to learn. You'll pay attention to everybody else who's country, and you'll learn it all. And that is who you will be. So now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed it.